Yo,
are we on?
Yo, I thought that was the TV. I didn't even realize it was my phone making that noise.
Okay. I think we're just waiting for Dave, but we could start without him until he jumps on. Welcome to Snapbox Sports. We're going to have our first ever roundtable discussion about the AFC-NFC Championship games. I'm your host, Stephen Maul. Got Ryan Yankee here with us, and our resident stoner from Stonehead should be joining us soon. So let's talk a little bit about, let's go in the NFC Championship first. Talk a little Rams, Saints. I do feel like the Saints were robbed on this one, more so than, you know, than anything else that happened. I do think that pass interference call was extremely blatant. I do feel the Saints were robbed.
Almost to like WWE style. Like, it's just, you've seen so many angles now since the game's ended, and it's insane. It's just like right in front of their faces. It's almost like there's got to be something nefarious going on.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. Like, you have to, you know, the NFL needs to crack down on refereeing in general, and they need to be held accountable. I think you should put fines in place for referees that make bad calls. And, you know, like, you do it for the players when the players aren't doing their job correctly. I think you have to do it, especially with the refs now, and implement fines, because, you know, it's the only way you're gonna be able to get them a call a fair game, or get them to really take their job seriously, is to implement a fine in place, because that was a clearly blatant pass interference. I am not gonna take anything away from the two teams in the Super Bowl. They both deserve it. They're both there. That's what it is. I'm gonna make that clear right now. I'm not taking it away from any of them. What I am gonna say, especially with this game, is that the other team probably, you know, the Saints are more than likely supposed to be there. And it should be Saints Pat, if you ask
As a
me.
Patriots fan, there's nothing I want to see more than Breeze and Brady. Now, one thing, my original reaction the day of the Saints game, when that happened, that call or lack of a call, it was so outrageous. I walked away from the TV like I was like, they got robbed. But looking back on it now, it's like they also had plenty of chances to win that game. You had the ball first in overtime. You threw an interception. I mean, is it a terrible call? Yes. But was it the end of the game? No. You probably could have sucked it up, you know, got your stuff together and, you know, did what you had to do. But instead, you let that seep into your head and it cost you the game.
Well, Sean Payton, and he is a coach, and he lets his emotions get the best of him. That's Sean Payton's been his biggest problem, his biggest, you know, stain on his career, is he lets his emotions get the best of him. He wants everybody fired up, but when he knows the game's out of reach or he feels like the game isn't going his way, his emotions do get the best of him. And on the other end of the, I think if you're the Saints, I think what you need to start thinking is, the Drew Brees era in New Orleans needs to come to an end. And you're going into a draft where you got about five or six great quarterbacks that could, you know, you could take one and groom for a year. And I think the Saints need to start looking into the future. You look at Brees at the end of the season, something was off. You've seen a lot more Taysom Hill for some reason. He wasn't throwing putting up his usual Drew Brees numbers. You know, you could say Drew Brees at the end of the year was extremely, extremely clutch in past seasons, you know?
Yeah.
So I would have to go into an aspect of this. If you're the Saints, you have to start grooming for the future coming into this draft.
I agree, and they should, but I don't think that they will. The same way I think the Patriots need to address a quarterback at some point, and I don't think they will. I think they're going to stick with Hoyer, and I don't know if the Saints fan base would. They're so upset, and Drew Brees is so praised there. I mean, I just don't know how they would feel about that. Should they? Yeah. Will they? I don't know. I'd be surprised.
Yeah, I would be surprised if they do it too. But I look at a draft like this. You have some great quarterbacks. One you can get late. You could probably get like a Ryan Murphy late. You know, the Taysom Hill's not the answer there. He's a great explosive player that you can use in like multiple facets, but he's not your answer at quarterback. You're going to need to groom a replacement at some point. I don't know if you're going to just let Breeze retire, go into free agency and find another one like you did with Breeze. But if I'm the Saints, I got to look somewhere along the lines and within the next year or two at the draft. I don't know how much more time he's got left. You know, I think, in my opinion, whereas I think Breeze is going to surprise people when he retires, where Brady, I think, you know, he's going to go until his arm's not on his shoulder anymore.
Oh, yeah, they're going to drag him off the field. They're going to have to drag Brady off the field. I mean, if I was him, if I won this Super Bowl, I would probably retire and go out on top, but he won't do it.
No, he's gonna try to keep winning.
Because he's going to want to go to 10 Super Bowls. Yeah. It's not going to stop.
Absolutely.
And as much as I think Gronk, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but I mean, as much as I think Gronk should probably retire, I think Brady is going to drag him back with him.
It very well could be the case, but I think it's going to be in like not wanting to get ahead of ourselves. But I'm gonna say his exit isn't going to be as classy as Brady because I don't think Gronk has it anymore. I think it's going to be ugly watching him play next year. But I think
you can only expect to get what you already got on him this year. That's about it. You know, a few games here and there and some big spots, maybe he can pull it together, you know, help you out with some blocking in the run. But you're not the days of old are gone.
Yeah, absolutely. And going back to the Saints-Rams game, I'm not taking anything away from the Rams. They played a hell of a game. They were down 14. They were down 13-0. They came back. They were in the game. They ended up winning the game in overtime. Greg Zuerlein hit a kick that, let's face it, 70% of the kickers in the league would miss because of nerves.
Yeah, Greg the leg.
Yeah, ice in his veins. I give a lot of kudos. You know, Chicago, take notice because that's what happens when you actually pay your kicker. You need to pay good kickers. Like, you know, I think the Rams going into this are the underdogs. I like Sean McVay, but I think they did have some calls go their way, but that is football. And McVay is a great coach. I attribute this to coaching. Hey, is this our resident stoner connected in?
Hey, Dave, what's up?
What's happening, there, folks? What's going on?
There he is. There's Dave Roldan, our resident stoner from Stonehenge, New York.